It's time for another Come See Me report. Straight ahead, we're going to catch up with the 2025 Come See Me chair, Kelly Shannon.
Good morning.
And as promised, Kelly Shannon is here. And good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning.
Morning.
At this point in your life, with the festival almost underway on Thursdays when it officially gets started, where are we in our mental state right now?
I'm actually good. It's so funny. So many people have asked, and you just take it day by day. I mean, it is what it is. We have been planning for so many months. The team leaders and the group are so good at what they do. So
I guess at this point, too, I mean, you've done everything you could do. Right now, it's just what? Dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
And praying for good weather.
Yes.
It's beautiful today.
We got it out of the way yesterday for right now, so we'll take it as it comes this week. Yeah, just crossing the T's and dotting the I's. It's the little logistics behind the scenes that makes everything come together.
The attention to detail, which could really make or break an event. Mm-hmm. And truth to be known, those attending have no idea. Mm-hmm. It's the team leaders and those behind the scenes that are like, oh no, most people are like, oh, this is great. We're loving it. What is the biggest stress do you feel like for a team, like for the chair of Come See Me every year when it's their year?
Wow. That's a big question. I don't know. I think it's just, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. Up until this point, all these years, I've volunteered in different capacities. So this time you're in the driver's seat to see all of it. And so you realize that you're making decisions on things that you haven't had the opportunity to experience, but that's really where you lean on your team. It truly takes a village, and everybody is so equipped, and we just kind of lock arms and go through it. If it's not the right decision, we'll figure it out.
Oh, come back next year.
Yeah, right.
Well, to your point, when you become chair, you kind of have 2 years of training. So when it's your year to be the chair, they take off the training wheels.
Yeah.
They get rid of the arm swimmies and they throw you in the deep end and they say, swim.
Yeah.
And you're
ride
like,
that bike, swim, paddle faster.
But to your point, you've got lifeguards around, you've got supportive team leaders and volunteers that make this, still to our knowledge, the largest all-volunteer festival in the state of South Carolina.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, when you look at all of, well, just team leaders alone, we have over 80. So when you take in 80 volunteers to put together a 10-day festival and all the things that go into it, it's like a patchwork quilt. I mean, you know, it really is all the pieces. But to your point and coming to the chair, I've had so many wonderful experienced people ahead of me, and you just learn and you just pull from that institutional knowledge and you call on them. I've had so many past chairs just in the last couple of weeks reach out, what do you need? Take a breath. Remember to savor the special times. It goes by so quickly. And so you just learn from them and just keep marching forward.
What are you most looking forward to? What are you most excited about? I mean, this is like a long time coming. Like Lucas said, you know, you've had a few years to prepare. And so when you are preparing as a vice chair, your head's like down, like you're busting it out. You can kind of relax a little bit when you become the chair, but what are you most looking forward to?
I have never been able to take advantage of the Teddy Bear Tea Party. Is one of the events that I'm so excited to go to. I have boys, and they weren't interested in doing Teddy Bear Tea Party. I'm excited about doing that. I'm really excited about having the opportunity to see behind the scenes and then the event in action for some of those that I haven't, like Broadway Nights. There are so many that you can't be in all places all at one time. And so I'm excited about seeing those and just watching all their work come, hard work come to fruition.
We're speaking with Kelly Shannon. She is the 2025 Come See Me chair. Kelly, the Come See Me Festival starts Thursday, April the 3rd. That's the parade. It starts at 6:30. Mm-hmm. Things will get hopping right down here in downtown Rock Hill.
Yes, sir.
It uses an abbreviated route of the Christmas parade.
It does.
So it's not as long, but it's an abbreviated route. After the parade, what are a couple of things that people need to be mindful of, maybe things they need to sign up for or have on hand ahead of time before they go out to some of the events over the next 10 days for the festival.
Sure. So kickoff parade downtown. Then on Friday, we'll be back downtown for Chalk on Main, Musical Mania, and Beach Bash. Then it kicks over to Winthrop Lake on Saturday. That's going to start our road race, followed by Hops of the Park and Gourmet Gardens. And then we do bounce around throughout the week. You'll come back Saturday evening for Movie in the Park. Disc golf on Sunday back at the lake. Glen Cairn Gardens next week. But everything, check out our app, the Come See Me mobile app, and comeseeme.org for all the festivities, the events, the schedules, anything ahead of time, especially that final weekend for admit. It's cash free, so go ahead and do your parking and your admission ticket ahead of time online.
Folks, can go ahead and still take part, if I'm not mistaken, in the coloring contest.
Yes.
Okay, you've got time to still do that. Go ahead and download this year's logo that Kelly got to have her say, and we'll get to that in a second. You've got your photo contest that will take place on the app, souvenir sales, and everything else along mm-hmm. those lines.
Healthy Kids Zone. Yeah. I mean, you name it, everything okay. trucks. We have everything you could want to participate in.
And where can folks buy their souvenirs before? Because once we do know with most mm-hmm. of the time with the merch and the souvenirs, once they're out, they're out. So
sure.
if you want to make sure that you're getting the shirt you want, the size or the hat, where can they go before the festival starts?
Yes, up until Thursday, Freeman's Dry Cleaning and Hickory Post. And then as of Thursday, everything will be at the different events throughout the 10 days.
And then, Kelly, I know you got to explain a little bit about the logo this year when you did the logo unveiling, but kind of walk us through what your thought process was when you were kind of designing this year's logo, and maybe let our audience know how that process works.
It is an amazing process that takes the history of the festival all the way back from 1962. And you come up with this vision. And I have to say, I didn't know necessarily each stage of the process. So I definitely learned as I went, because I thought you could kind of piecemeal and pick from here and take there and mash it together and make it wonderful. And you do, to preserve the logo and the history of the festival, obviously have to make sure that you're checking off all the touch points, right? But for me and for my family, the biggest thing that we love is the community piece. The community piece of bringing all of Rock Hill together, where my family has and my children have grown up, and the music and the fireworks. So I wanted to represent Glenn playing music to his friends. So the little creatures that you see at the bottom corner, that is what my kids remember most about the final weekend, is just everybody coming together at Winthrop Lake to hear the music. So Glenn is representing the community piece. The little friends are the creatures in the bottom. And then I couldn't pass up the opportunity to do the fireworks in the moon, because I have several pictures and it's of the boys and it's like their profile, and you see them and they're dark. It's their profile, but then you see the fireworks behind them and the glow, and it's just such a magical time, and we just love it. So that's kind of the vision of all of it coming together.
That's a great story.
Yeah, we always love when the chair can kind of tell us more about the picture than what we see, which is Glenn playing the, you know, violin, I guess, or what is that? Is that a what is this?
No, you're right.
Violin. Okay, sorry. Then I am correct. Thank you.
Yeah. You did good.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm just saying, like, people would say, oh, that's pretty. But the fact that tells the story, I think, is really great. Well, the Come See Me Festival is practically here. Tomorrow will be the Come See Me Festival Eve. And then we have so many different days.
It is like Christmas around here. I think you were getting ready to say that. We're like kids in candy stores.
But get involved and download the app. And then let's do just mention to folks when weather, if it does kind of sneak in there, what's the plan of action there?
Yes, we do live in the South in the spring, so we know weather is going to happen. We will do all that we can to update you as quickly as possible on all of our social channels. So again, download the app, but look for us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, but also go to comeseeme.org for the latest.
Okay, so if announcements have to be made regarding the weather or anything else major, there are so many different ways now that folks can be contacted that we want to make sure that you don't get overlooked. So there are so many different ways: social media, website, app, And when in doubt, just call a friend. Call us. Yeah. We'll help you out for sure.
For sure. Call me anytime.
Well, we're so excited to be involved with this year's Come See Me Festival as a radio station, as team leaders, as board members, and just want to make it as successful as we can and just continue to support you in your role. So just let us know what we can continue to do. And here's to a very happy and healthy Come See Me Festival.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 AM 1340, the official voice of Come See Me since 1962.